Well, we Michiganders take our cherries very seriously, so it's no surprise that when Traverse City farmer Mark Santucci revealed a photo of the massive amount of cherries his farm was required to spoil, it caused a big stir. We wanted to understand what was going on with these cherries, so we invited Mark to stop by yesterday to tell us the whole story. So a few weeks ago, you posted a picture here to Facebook with a huge mound of beautiful bright red tart cherries on the ground with a caption that said you were required by law to let them spoil. And this post was shared over 65,000 times. Explain why you had to spoil those cherries.
There is something called the Orderly Marketing Agreement for tart cherries. And what the agreement says is that a board is set up to oversee not so much the production, but the consumption of the cherries. And this board determines whether or not they believe there's a surplus of cherries or not. If they believe there's a surplus of cherries, then the processor and or the farmer has to restrict the supply by whatever percentage the board comes out with. The percentage this year was 30%. My processor said he will hold 16% in reserve, but I needed to put 14% on the ground. So that's how the number was arrived at.
Well, this arrangement, though, it's aimed at helping ensure that you, the farmer, and also the processor, apparently can make more money off the cherries. Is that the aim of the regulation?
That is the intent of the regulation. The problem is the world has changed since 1937 when the law came into effect, and since 1995 when the latest cherry marketing order came into effect. We have, over most of our history, been either import-export neutral or a net exporter of tart cherry products up until about 2008. Starting around 2008, 2009, we started importing cherries, and those numbers have increased continually to the point where in 2015, 40% of our total consumption here in the U.S. of tart cherry products were imported. Mm.
So are you suggesting we stop or at least reduce the importation of cherries?
No. I'm a free trader by background. I think we can compete with the imported products as long as they're not being subsidized. And to date, I haven't seen any information which would tell me they are. The problem is they're coming from Turkey, Hungary, Poland, Bulgaria, Romania. Those are all low-cost, low-wage countries. The land is a lot cheaper than it is here where we grow our cherries. So we do have competition that's from a lower-cost source. However, they have to ship the products from there to here. So I believe that if allowed to compete without one hand tied behind our back, we might lose some market share to them, but I don't believe we'd lose 40% of the market share to them.
So that number needs to be readjusted? That 14% should be lower than, I take
right.
it?
Right. We could cover that for if we didn't drop 14% of our cherries, if we didn't restrict 30% of our cherries, because restriction means you can't sell them. You have to keep them off the market. We're only talking about 100 million tons, and we're already importing 200 million tons. So even if every one of our cherries could be sold into the market, we would still import 100 million pounds worth of cherries. What I'm saying is, why are we restricting those 100 million pounds when we're importing 200 million pounds?
Mm. Is there a consensus among Michigan's tart cherry farmers? Do most of them feel the same way you do?
There's not a consensus. If you look at it from the perspective of the number of farmers that feel like I do, I believe yes. The problem becomes when the way this is voted on, it's not one man or one person, one vote. It's 1 pound, one vote. So I produce 300,000 pounds of tart cherries. There's a guy across the bay from me who produces 20 million pounds of tart cherries. So he gets 20 million votes to my 300,000 votes. Mm. And the large producers are also processors. So they game the system in that way, in that if the prices are low, they'll make it on the processing side. If the prices are high, they'll make it on the production side. So you'll find that most, not all, but most of the large producers slash processors are in favor of this, because what it allows them to do is to have, over the long term, a more stable price. Not necessarily a more favorable price, but a more stable price. You talk to the farmers like myself, and I've had many of them contact me since that post went viral, and they are in agreement with what I've been saying.
We're talking with Traverse City cherry farmer Mark Santucci. He's actually a resident much of the year of East Lansing, but he does his cherry farming in Traverse City. We're talking about regulations and rules that mean he must destroy some of his tart cherry crop. What happens to the cherries you destroy then?
They become compost for the trees.
Oh, okay.
And the fruit flies, food for the fruit flies.
And you're not allowed to give any of them away?
You can give them away, but you need prior permission, and you really need a processor to work with, because tart cherries have between a 1 and 2 day shelf life. So you just can't bring a couple thousand pounds of cherries into your nearest food bank and say, okay, pit them, freeze them, make pies with them. A processor has to do it. There's a cost to the processor. After having been through this, if this happens next year, I am going to find a way to donate some of my crop to different organizations. And in fact, I'm talking with a friend of mine who owns a company called Cherry Capital Foods, and they distribute all over the state Michigan food products. He's talking to an organization that's called Farm to Freezer, and we're going to work with them, and we're going to come up with a solution for some of them. But we're talking about millions of pounds, and you're talking about literally a couple days where you need a solution. So for me, I will find a solution. But that leaves a number of other farmers and a lot of cherries that won't have a solution.
Why do you think your post was shared so many times?
I think a couple of reasons. One, the most response I got was the wasting of the food. People just couldn't understand. They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't understand why I couldn't donate it. They couldn't understand why I was forced to put it on ground. Many didn't believe me. The second most responses were related to government interfering, government regulations. So it was interesting looking at these things that there's two large groups that approach it from two different directions.
How is the law enforced? I mean, how would the authorities know if you sold or donated the cherries?
They know for two reasons. One, before I put one cherry on the ground, they have representatives come out to my farm, and we shake about 10 trees and fill up our bins, and they measure how many pounds of cherries from those 10 trees went into those bins. From that, they determine how many trees I need to shake on the ground in order to equal to 14% of my crop. Then I need a special machine to shake the trees, so they just go on the ground. After that is done, we contact them, and this time, 2 days later, they came and they inspected the ground to make sure the cherries were shaken and left there and not used in some other purpose.
So what can be done? I understand the farmers are the ones who vote on whether this program continues.
I think what we need to do is we need to get the board itself to realize that imports are a major factor in everything that happens in the tart cherry industry. They can't ignore the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that's what they've been doing up until this point in time. So we need to, as farmers and as other interested parties, we need to keep bringing this up, putting pressure on, to get them to do that. In the best of all worlds, I wouldn't have this agreement. But, we do have the agreement. So now we have to make the agreement work as best as possible. And the way to do that is to recognize the world as it is, not as what we would like it to be.
We've been talking with Traverse City cherry farmer Mark Santucci about regulations that mean he needs to destroy some amount of his tart cherry crop. Mark Santucci, thank you.
Thank you.